The Hidden Legacy, written by G.J. Minette and read by Jessica Carroll. He rests the duffel bag on the floor, takes off his gloves and loosens the toggle. Julie may have finished with him, but Carol clearly hasn't. She wants to know what he's got in there.
Flowers? Chocolates? Look, Julie, Romeo's bought you a present.
He doesn't answer. He manoeuvres the container out of the bag. It's a tight fit and keeps catching on the strings just as it did going in. Everyone's intrigued now, pressing forward for a closer look. He finally yanks it free and rests it on the ground, unscrews the cap of the can he took from his father's garage, takes the can in both hands, straightens up, and swings it in Julie's direction, sending its contents flying out in an arc, backlit by the sun, colours sparkling. The can is heavy and the momentum nearly drags it out of his hands. Carol and Julie leap back with a squeal. Carol swears, of course she would do. The two girls hunch their shoulders and glance at each other as if they can't quite believe what's happened. Then they start shrieking. Their clothes, their hair, and the smell, it's disgusting. All around him there's silence, followed by nervous giggles as the hangers-on wonder what will happen next. This should be good. Carol is not someone you mess with. She's got a 17-year-old boyfriend with a Vespa. No way she will let him get away with this. She'll kill him. So everyone's watching the two girls to see what their next move will be. Which is why he has time to take the matches from his pocket, light one, and throw it into the pool of liquid gathering at their feet. It's over before anyone realizes what's happening. And that brings them to life all right, scattering in all directions. He throws down the box containing the rest of the matches, turns on his heels, and walks through the playground, heading for the school gates. Walks, not runs. Walks away, as if nothing at all has happened. He's calm, in control. Unflustered is the word they'll use at the trial. It's what everyone will remember. No one moves to stop him. He walks on, hears nothing. He's vaguely aware of Miss Catamol barreling out of the school building, heading for the two girls, one arm flapping uselessly like a wounded penguin. But that's all. Which is odd, really. Should have heard something, they will tell him. You could hear the screams in Renison Park, several streets away.